How about some dog stories? You know, with all the other stories that are in the news, maybe a little break. And what better break than some dog stories? Got a couple for you, including the Jeep folks that now have, and I didn't know this, a dog representative. And there's the potential for you to enjoy, or your dog will enjoy, dog beer. Now, I'll tell you about those two in a moment. I got a quick dog story of my own, real quick. Could have been horrible because it's happened before, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to happen again. So I'm trying to think what time it was because I'm like asleep at this time. Oh, maybe midnight, 1 o'clock, I guess.
You sleep?
Okay. Just those couple hours passed.
Okay, all right.
When the outdoor light popped on, boop, one of the security lights that, you know, motion sensors.
Oh, yes.
It's okay. I'm going to see what's going on out there, what's moving. Hopefully nothing. It's usually an animal.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's usually a rabbit, sometimes a cat.
Or a possum or whatever. Yeah.
Or in this case, a skunk.
Oh,
yeah. Again?
Are you
no.
kidding me? Now, of course, whenever the light goes on outdoors, you know who notices.
Pops right up, ready to go.
Leia's ready to head out there and take on whatever's out there making that light go on. Thank you for protecting the home, Leia. Fortunately, she was asleep and in position where she didn't see the light pop on. You know how dogs just see and hear things that you don't even know how they do.
Yeah.
But she didn't see it. And as the skunk is wondering, I'm thinking, at what point is she going to notice this skunk? Never did. And, of course, I wasn't going to say anything.
Obviously.
I'm just thinking, please, quickly, move, 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 move. An incident that could have been very nasty wasn't. My only problem is okay, where'd it come from? Is it from somebody else's yard that wandered into mine, or is there some place in my yard that decided this is a good place to camp? I haven't investigated that yet, but I will later on just to make sure. But yeah, of all the horrifying things.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's
worst.
Like, you know. And it wasn't Pepe Le Pew, I can tell you that. All right. So here's a couple of the dog stories. Now, I got excited when I heard this. And apparently, by the way, and I didn't know this, yesterday apparently was National Dog Day. Didn't
oh
know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I didn't know that until
dog
yesterday.
Days of summer. Didn't you know?
Oh,
that?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah,
right.
No,
I didn't know until yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, it is.
And, yeah, or it was.
Well, yesterday, the Jeep folks announced that they now have a brand new representative who will hold its place as the Jeep dog until next year's National Dog Day, which apparently they'll introduce another one. But I got excited because the dog, which is described here as a fine canine specimen with jet black fur, patriotic bandana, and perfectly positioned pink tongue, as he's standing with his head and front paws out the back window of a Jeep Wrangler, will get to put his charms to work as the ultimate Jeep dog, and the dog's name is Bear.
Like our company logo.
All right.
Except when I first heard that, before I heard the description of the dog, I heard that Bear was named as the top Jeep dog. I'm like, I didn't even know that our dog was up for it.
Rescue dog of ours.
Yeah, the Alpha Media mascot is a rescue dog named Bear. And you know, sometimes you see his face with the Alpha Media logo. In fact, if you,
see it right now, he has a mask on.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were to walk into our building, which you can't do at this time, you didn't notice that his bear is there. But yeah, Bear the dog. And now it doesn't tell me what kind of dog this is. I'm thinking lab. Have you seen a picture of him yet?
I have not.
This is a bad picture. I'll pat you right here. I don't know. Can you see this? Right there. It's a small one. Not too kind of, does that look like a lab to you? I mean, you're a lab. You got a lab, right?
It looks like a lab mix of some kind. Yeah.
Oh, I just pulled a plug.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
But that's what I would say. It was kind of a black lab mix.
Okay, well, I'll fix that later on.
Might be kind of a mutt.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell me. You know, they think they tell you the breed,
but
they don't. But, yeah, so, and it was picked by fans. It will be the face of the Jeep brand in social media. It is a dog from Northborough, Massachusetts, in case you care about that. The chief marketing officer for the Jeep folks says that it's almost an unwritten law that if you take out your Jeep, your dog comes with you. Didn't know that. So anyway, Jeep now has a dog, black dog named Bear.
All right.
Okay, but it's not the Alpha Media Bear, but I bet you they could have been a representative.
Right.
Here's your other dog story. The Busch Beer Company announced yesterday on National Dog Day It now has launching a Bush Dog Brew. Yes, a canine-friendly beer for dogs. That's designed to raise money for dogs. It's for a good cause. As the marketing folks, you get that Jeep marketing dog, the Bush Beer marketing. You know what they're doing here, and we're talking about them. After a long day, there's nothing quite like having a Bush with a friend. And with so many new pet owners across America, we wanted to create a brew to give our fans a chance to share a Bush brew with their best friend. Proud to partner up with Best Friends Animal Society to help raise funds for rescue dogs. Which, by the way, Best Friends Animal Society is actually where Leia came from. So I'm familiar with that, yeah. Yeah, Bush will donate $1 to the Best Friends Animal Society for every case of dog brew purchased up to $50,000. Now, Bush Dog Brew, an alcohol-free bone broth full of flavor and nutrients with ingredients that include bone-in pork butt, whole corn, celery, basil, mint, turmeric, and ginger.
I think the dog will just stick with the water.
That's what I, after nothing against your brew, but I'm thinking, you know, just give me the nice water to lap that up and I might be just as happy. Either that or a really smart dog's going to say, give me the hops and give me the barley and forget the rest of the stuff.
Right.
I want the real brew. It is going to be available for purchase in 4 packs online while supplies last for $9.99. Again, it's for a fundraiser to help out some dogs. But I didn't realize this. I just read something else. You can also purchase Bush Dog Brew swag if you want to.
Oh.
Doesn't say what kind of swag, but your dog can be outfitted as well.
Yeah,
I have a brief dog story for you.
Oh, please.
There's a new police canine that was on its way en route to assignment at its new location in the Upper Peninsula. And I don't have the details, but along the way, that brand new canine that was heading to the UP made a drug bust at a stop along the way. I don't know if it was a rest area or what, but he made a drug bust on the way to the new assignment. So it looks like it's going to be a good dog.
Hey, you know, a dog's always on, just like the rest of our law enforcement, always on duty.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what that's like if you're ever finding yourself in... incarcerated and busted by a dog. Yeah, what are you in for? Well, the dog got me.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some dog stories. It's, you know, like I said, you know, of all the things that are going on in the news, nothing like a few dog stories to lighten things up.
I was going
to
say, dogs and beer used to be synonymous for those of us who were around in the 1980s. Spuds McKenzie, right?
Spuds McKenzie.
Alex from Stroh's. Remember Alex, the dog from
Stroh's? Oh, Alex,
They always used to kind of be, beer used to, companies always used to have dogs as their mascots. Not so much today.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right, they were iconic. For years, they were the face.
They were, yeah.